Well, I'm back, and good Sunday morning, everybody. Welcome to Sunday Morning Praise with CA on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show on iHeartRadio. We're up top the tower this morning here at Faith Studio 1, the iHeartRadio studio. The sun is arising, and I'm feeling good. 2 days ago, my son got married. I want to thank all my people that have wished me well and well for my son. I truly appreciate that. I now have a daughter-in-law. It's a big difference. I'll tell you, you don't know. It's like a different change of life, but it's a good change of life, and I do wish Cody and Christine the best in life. Well, back in the saddle, trying to get things redone again, and better way to kick it off on a Sunday morn, on Sunday Morn Praise, here on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show. Now, I want to remind you, if you have any questions, comments, suggestions, hey, you can always email me up top the tower here at Faith Studio 1. And my email address is morningsbrew@gmail.com, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Also, like me on my Facebook page, the Morning Brew Christian Podcast. I do a lot of live cast, a lot of different shows we do from time to time. And I hope later on this year, since COVID times are kind of uplifting a little bit, that we have some guests on there. I didn't have as many guests as I was hoping to get, but we will. I know we're working on that even as we speak. All right, well, today's Bible devotion is We Wait on God. In the book of Isaiah, chapter 40 and verse 31, Scripture reminds us, "But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. Thou shalt mount up with wings like eagles." Friends, nowhere does the Bible teach that Christians are exempt from tribulation and natural disaster. You know, we live in a world infected with disease of sin, and we share it in our misery and pain. But the Bible does teach us that we do face trials with a power others do not have. And that is what the power of God, as we trust Him, He helps us endure and even discern His purpose in the midst of the suffering. Christina Tizawa, she was a daughter, Christian daughter, of a former governor in China, once wrote, "Throughout my years of illness," and this was when she was 53 years old, "I have never dared to ask God why He allowed me to suffer so long. I only ask what He wants me to do." You see, friends, the eagle has a unique ability to lock its joints and soar effortlessly on the updraft instead of flapping its wings. As we wait on the Lord, He helps us to use the wings of adversity to soar above our problems. As the Bible says, "Those who wait on the Lord shall mount with the wings like eagles." I don't know about you guys, but let's kick off some more Sunday Morning Praise with Carmen and When the Roll is Called Up Yonder. I'm getting me some coffee, so coffee up.
Angels sing the story, the sinner inside of me right now wants to live inside of you. And instead of searching any longer, you can have peace today. You can take hold of the answer. Then you'll be able to say in Christ, I can do all things in Christ.
Amen. Everything I need to be is in Christ. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Sunday Morning Praise with CA. Here on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show, back in the saddle, up top the tower here at Faith Studio One, the iHeart Radio Studio in beautiful downtown Fort Worth. The sun is arising. People are going out getting their coffee, donuts, getting ready to head to church. You know what? It's time to celebrate with Easter coming around. We haven't played this song in such a while, but this is a Don Malone song. Yes, Lord, enjoy! Let's celebrate him this morning, every day. Celebrate. There we go, the great Michael W. Smith. Oh, yes, you are holy, and you know, God is holy, and I tell you, without him, we don't have anything, do we? Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Sunday Morning Praise. CA, back in the saddle here at Faith Studio 1, the iHeartRadio studio in beautiful downtown Fort Worth. A lot of y'all have emailed me, CA, where you been? Well, if you didn't know, and you might have known already, my son got married 2 days ago. So him and his lovely wife, Christine, are enjoying their honeymoon, and that's my firstborn. So it was a beautiful wedding they had. My son was in his U.S. Marine military blues. I wish I could have got photos on that. Guys, I will have photos soon, probably a few weeks, and we'll post them on our website, the Morning Brew Christian Podcast. Be sure to check and like that button, will you? I'd sure appreciate it if him and his beautiful bride. You can also, if you want to, be my friend on Facebook. Also, I got a lot of cool ones on there. C.A. Hall. You can, got the cowboy hat on with the iHeartRadio logo. And a picture of me on there. Feel free. I'd love to be your friend. Same on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast. You can do the same thing. Just, follow me and like me for free on all my major networks. Let's go ahead and give them out. We are now on Amazon Music, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts. We're syndicated on iHeartRadio. And we're all over the map. Just search me up on Google, the Morning Brew Christian Podcast. Also, email me your prayer requests, morningsbrew@gmail.com, or Facebook, message me on Facebook. CA, I've got this kind of prayer request. Will you pray for me? Absolutely. All right, well, today's last Bible devotion on Sunday Morning Praise is how God takes the burden. In the book of Psalms, chapter 103 and verse 13, Scripture reminds us, as a father pities for his children, so the Lord pities for those who fear him. You know, as God's children, we are his dependents. Dependent children spend less time worrying about meals, clothing, and shelter. They assume, as they have the right to, that their parents will provide everything they need. Well, see, Jesus says back in the book of Matthew, chapter 6, verse 31 and 33, "Do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? But seek first the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added to you." Unfortunately, worry is an ingrained habit for most of us. Because we are God's children, he is responsible for our welfare. That is why we should be casting all of our cares upon him, because he cares about you. Highlight 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7. You'll find scripture there. In other words, let God do the worrying. Okay, seriously, let me just say this. Let God do the worrying. He says, "I will take your burden. Don't give it thought. Leave it to me. Never forget. God is bigger than your problems. So whatever worry press upon you today, put your hands in God's hands and leave them there. Guys, if you're worrying, give it to God. Simple as that. And you know what? Every Sunday and every day, we should be singing our praises to the Lord. Ragamuffin, that's right, the late Rich Mullins, the Ragamuffin Band, sing your praises to the Lord. Good morning.
Rolling
That was his new song from last year. Help is on the way. My friend Toby Mack. All right. Well, what's going on here on Sunday Morn Praise with CA? Good morning, everybody. We got two more songs we're going to play. And remember, if you have any prayer requests, questions, comments, suggestions, gang, feel free. You can email me, Faith Studio 1 here in downtown Fort Worth. My email address, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Morningsbrew@gmail.com. And you know what? I love this song, To the Man Who Never Sleeps, we call it. My friend Jason Crabb, just as I am. And Jesus Christ is Lord of all, everybody. Well, again, thank you so much as we get ready to close out Sunday Morning Praise with CA on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show on iHeartRadio. So let's lead off in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for all you do. Father God, I just ask that you just forgive us, watch over, guide, and protect us. Keep us healthy and strong, for we love you and everything you do. And all God's people said, Amen. All right, gang, this is CA, your on-air personality on the iHeartRadio Network. Getting ready to saddle up and leave Faith Studio 1 in beautiful downtown Fort Worth. Y'all have a great day, and we will talk again soon. Bye for now.